Jo, war ja das dann. And good evening, everybody. Don't forget, if you go to www.jeffgelmanseminars, Jeff Gelman Seminars, you will see we've got two great seminars coming up right outside of Chicago, April 27th and 28th, and right out in Mantua, New Jersey, which is right outside of Philadelphia, actually, right across the river. And these are problem-solving seminars. You can bring the worst-behaved dog that you can find, and I'll dramatically help you with that. They're very proactive seminars, as well as stopping unwanted behavior, and then obviously teaching wanted behaviors, but and then a huge amount of human training. So everybody walks out of there with much more knowledge, that's for sure. Hello, Joelle, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good, good.
How are you?
Really, really good.
Awesome.
This is Jeff of Solid Canine Training and the wonderful Joelle, and this is the What Would Jeff Do show. We're streaming tonight because last night Joel was still flying. But normally now we stream on Mondays and Fridays. Wednesdays are part of our fast track coaching, which is a game changer, lifesaver for dogs, and also it's a sanity saver for humans. We have something called a 90-day coaching, which is twice a week. You get video coaching in a group setting, and you can upload your videos. In our community, we have a whole separate track on that. It's great, great. It's a combination of us coaching, but then also the community aspect of it. And just the feedback we're getting is just tremendous. So if you go to Solid Canine Academy, Solid Canine Academy, right up at the top, just click. Is there a link for that yet?
There is. The there, community? Yeah.
No, for the
fast track. There's not.
We'll be putting a link up this week for that. But joining the community in general is great to do as well. The community is similar. There's a lot of free courses in there. There's 26 coaching sessions a year. It's a year-long membership. And it's incredible. About a price of a cup of coffee a day. So this is a Q&A show. A lot of people that are on Rumble, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube join us. And they ask questions about their dogs. And most people ask questions about unwanted behaviors. How do I stop this behavior? So you're going to hear me use the word punishment, correction. You're going to hear me use aversion, some behaviors you have to make very uncomfortable for the dog. I have the conversations with folks that need to hear in, but nobody talks about them.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about them at all. And it's sad. Dogs are not being killed, put down, surrendered because they can't do a downstay. Resource guarding, simple. Leash reactivity, simple. Like, there's so many things that you can be doing with your dog that are technically simple to stop stuff. We have spoken about the marketplace out there. Just so many folks out there that are just sugarcoating everything, throwing out these things that they've never done before, but they'll tell you that it works. Suggesting things that they know that don't work, but telling you to do it anyway. It's an interesting industry that preys on the emotions of humans with a lot of false information. Just keep in mind, we are family pet dog trainers, and we specialize in stopping unwanted behaviors, which is a different conversation than any sport conversation out there. It's a different conversation than training wanted behaviors. And it's a conversation that most people just don't have the skill set to have or won't have because of social media pushback. But if you truly care about owners, you'll start having these conversations and making videos and showing people what to do. So what do we have?
All right. Snugglebun says, hey, everyone. Hey, Snugglebun.
Hey, Snugglebun.
Alicia says, hey, guys. Just want to say thank you so much for everything you do. I'm so happy I'm able to listen to your videos again. I watched you guys for years, and you helped me so much with Drake. But after losing him in the divorce, I found it so hard to jump back on and hear your voices because of everything I went through and all the breakthroughs I had with him.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, losing a dog and divorce, double whammy, both suck. Mm. But such, you know, you'll be okay. You will be okay. Trust me, I know. You'll be okay. Well, it's good to have you back. We've been doing this for 16 years, so I'm glad that you can show up and be here and start all over again. So, next.
Paulette says, hello. Hope everyone has had a good day. Hey, Paulette.
That was a good day. It was nice.
Alicia said, just so happy I can listen to y'all again without it being as painful as it used to be.
Yeah.
Glad you're here.
That's good.
Enjoy the journey. Dog training said, howdy, J&J. Thank you for all you do. And by the way, I love the behind the scenes videos in the community. Very eye opening from the seminar in Tennessee and Ruse Conditioning.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. There's going to be, like, for the people who are already in the community, there's just going to be more and more and more and more going in.
Just stop.
Like, there's no limit to, like, how much we're going to put in there.
Yeah.
Like,
it's interesting. It says, Ruse, I think you've only put up two, maybe three videos. 30 seconds, 60 seconds.
No. In the community?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was saying the community. I'm doing like in-depth shit. No,
social media.
Oh, okay.
But if you really want to, and that's the thing. It's like, if you really want to see what's going on, you join the community. And a lot of, and it's not that we don't want people to see it. It's just that the way social media works, people don't watch long format stuff usually on a lot of social media. I mean, Joe Rogan has 3 to 4 hour interviews and we watch those, but a lot of times on Instagram and Facebook, people want quick. They want quick. That's why YouTube Shorts does so well, you know, because it's quick. That's why TikTok does so well, because it's quick. So, next.
Let's see. Make sure there's nothing on Rumble. Jan says, howdy.
Hey, Jan, how are you?
Avi says, hi, everyone. Hey, Avi.
Hey, Avi.
Nikki says, can't say enough good things about the community. I've learned so much and everyone in there is so helpful and encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, if you are, so many people struggle with their dogs.
Makes me so happy.
I mean, so many people.
Everyone's loving the community. And every time I check in, I'm just like, I'm getting like teary-eyed because we've been wanting something like this for so long. And I feel like for our social media, you know, everybody knows each other and they, but now it's all in one place. And like, we have not had that until now.
If you have issues with your dog, or if you want to know how to train your dog, or if you've got behavioral issues you want to stop, if you as a human need coaching, if you as a human need help with prosperity issues, self-worth issues, limiting belief issues, if you feel like you've tried everything, if you want courses that are included, if you want 26 coaching calls that are face-to-face, voice-to-voice, it's Zoom. It's a Zoom platform we do them on. If you want a community of people that are cheering for you, they can help you, possibly meet up with them. A bunch of people are doing meetups.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Community is all you're going to need. That literally is all you will need. That's all you're going to need is a community. So it's pretty powerful. Pretty powerful.
It really is. I think when we started it too, we had no idea like what it was going to like grow into. We were just like, we know we need like this.
I think we had a centralized vision though.
Yeah, but I just think like the impact it's making.
Now we'll just like, be making it bigger than and better. We'll be adding even more courses.
Yeah.
More courses. We're going to be doing some pop-up stuff. So much. It's going to be for people that dramatically want to change their lives, their dog's lives, everything. Next.
Alicia said, I totally can't wait to join the community.
Yeah, join.
Ryan said, howdy. Hey, Ryan.
Did Tony ever put up that payment plan option?
That's for Fast Track, not the community.
Oh, we should probably put it in the community, too. You know? That price point. Mm-hmm. Help people out.
Mm-hmm. Sid says, hi, J&J. I don't know if we can, though. That's the issue with Heartbeat, because it's like a separate thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sid said, hey, J&J, Joelle, thanks for the update on Simon. So glad to hear. Busy here, but still want to do consult with you. Yeah. Whenever you're ready.
Simon's doing great.
Simon is doing great. He's like a really sweet dog.
Simon, it's funny because we'll make a video of this, but I guess he resource guards food. He's been eating food and gone across a room to go after somebody. And Angelo, who's 11, feeds him.
I haven't even handled Simon yet, and Angelo's handling him.
So that's because you're out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Angelo feeds him. Angelo's 11, and he feeds him. I mean, I feed him too, but I'm just saying, though, it's like Angelo can, this is a dog that goes after people. Angelo can let him out of his kennel, have him go outside, which consists of two doors, you know, the main patio door and then the door to the cage where the swimming pool is, because we don't want dogs just that we don't know roaming around the pool because in case they fall in. Mm-hmm. Plus, we don't want them to go to the bathroom in there, frankly. So it's just, it's great. And it's just interesting. It's just interesting how people can be helped so much if they just listened and understood the concept of over-arousal. Yeah. If they listen to the concept of structure, of little consequences, of consistency, and got off this, I trained my dog these five commands. It's like, great. Mm-hmm. That's 5% of having a holistic approach to your dog. Next.
Snogglebun says, from a personal growth standpoint, my progress has been amazing since I took your first round of coaching. Mm-hmm. I've been changing my mindset little by little, and it's been adding up to big improvements in my mood and my confidence.
Good for you.
Oh my gosh.
Good. Yeah.
Love it.
It's good. It's all connected.
We're going hard on our coaching this year.
Yeah. It's
we love it.
It's a game changer.
Yeah. Really, even really group.
Yeah.
Because we don't do a ton of one-on-one stuff these days anymore, but the group coaching is powerful because you're in that group. You get to learn the other people. Like, we're in group coaching programs and we love it. Mm. Like, you have like all your cheerleaders in there.
Yeah. It's really great.
Sid said, LOL, that's great. Mm. Joyful Canine, I'm waiting on some more people from Ontario to join the community so I can get some pack walks arranged. Mm. So far, no luck, LOL. I love it either way. I'll be a lifer. Endless content to learn. Someone just joined who's from Canada. I'm just not sure where.
It's a big country.
No, I know. But I'm like, I thought it was. Maybe Toronto?
Yeah. Oh, you're from Canada? Hey, do you know?
No, it's Cheyenne. She's from, I want to say.
Yeah, but Toronto is, I think, Jesse is
way on the other side.
She's more in the western, midwestern, southwestern area.
Alicia said, I plan on getting a German Shepherd next year. Fingers crossed. What age do you suggest is safe to start e-collar? I've been curious about that. And when I found you guys started with Drake, he was like 3 years old and beyond ready.
So let's go. Alicia, let's go a little bit farther back. Training starts the day you get the dog. All right. Just remember that. The minute you get that dog, training starts, which is more important than e-collar training. All the structure, crate time, all the basic obedience with using all of its food, stopping its unwanted behaviors such as jumping, biting, scratching at things, any whining or barking. Starting to get your dog to understand there are some absolutes, such as putting your mouth on me, such as whining in your crate. Those things are just going to be like, we don't do that. But any coward, you can start a dog at 16 weeks old, but all depends on if you've done, we want you to be able to do a bunch of leash work first with your dog, and then you're just patterning it over it. You're just layering it over it. And some people, there are people out there that use them that say 6 months old, and I'm like, 6 months old, your dog can be fully off-leash trained. Fully off-leash trained by 6 months old with high levels of distraction. Next.
Holly said, Angelo is the master, calm, cool energy and leadership. We should all take a cue from him.
Depends. He doesn't like dogs licking him.
He doesn't. It like really freaks him out.
Yeah. He actually doesn't like dogs jumping on him. He doesn't like dogs that are actually just badly behaved. Mm. He just doesn't. He just doesn't. It bothers the heck out of him, actually.
Yeah.
He likes the structure of the dogs.
Yeah.
He likes it when things work out. He likes it when, you know, dogs listen. And that's, they do listen.
See, Cheyenne is from Ontario. I knew it. Okay. She is. So you got Cheyenne.
There's, yeah.
Good for I had her. To go. I'm like, I know I saw it. I know I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that that's clear.
You all set now?
Yeah.
Can we continue yep. the show?
Ryan says, I was out the other night at the brewery with Ozzy, muzzle on. My friend's older sister reached down, touched him on the rump when I wasn't looking. He lunged. But instantly, I put him on the ground, instantly, until he relaxed, slipped up, but nobody got hurt, and he relaxed the rest of the night. Mm.
I have to do some touch protocols for that dog.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of the same.
Are you bringing him to Mastermind? You are, right? We can do a lot of that.
Same stuff.
With all the strangers. It's
the same stuff we sort of did with Rue. Mm-hmm. With a collar, yeah.
Yeah. Joyful Canine said the group is amazing because of all the sets of perspectives. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany said it's huge for people of all levels. We used you guys for a pretty severe fence guarding dog to a 10-week-old puppy. The community has tools for everything. If you're getting a puppy, you should budget the community into your adoption fee. Opening your eyes to the possibility of a problem helps you prevent it from becoming one. You don't have to wait for the problem to arise to backtrack and fix.
Yeah, I mean, people spend a lot of money on training that doesn't work.
Right.
And then there's medical stuff that can be prevented. Which has value.
Wes.
It's Wes premium. Yep.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. We do have people of all levels in there. I love it.
Mm.
And everybody's open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Joyful Canine, I'm 25 minutes from Toronto. I'll reach out to Cheyenne. LOL, thanks.
There you go.
Look at that. See? Linking up. Alicia said, okay, I can accept that. I was only curious because with Drake, his behavior was atrocious. So I guess I'm just traumatized and I felt I would never train another dog without e-collar, LOL.
No. Still use an e-collar, but there's so much that could be done. I'm just trying to get the conversation away just from tools in general. Everybody's so focused on tools. And it's like, and trust me, we talk about it all the time as well, but tools are not as important as just the lifestyle that you're going to have for your dog. There's so much that can be done from below 6 weeks old. I mean, owners don't get dogs, before then, but with breeders though, they could be doing, but there's so much exposure training, touch training. There's so much socialization. There's so much just household routine. It's just incredible. And people are missing out on it. I think people are getting dogs and hoping for the best. And they're got a dog that's 8, 9 months old and they're living in a shit show. And they don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Next.
Kira said, join the community with the support and adapting of the right training practices. My 4-month-old GSD has been doing amazing. He was able to spend the whole day out of the kennel at work today.
That's huge. That means you've done some work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any dog. And not even if for first of all, 4 months old is fucking impressive.
Yeah.
But your average dog though, your average dog, it's safe to say that most people can't bring their dogs to work and have that dog actually behave. It's safe to say. Go to bed? Good night, my love.
Good night,
Papa. Brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Hey, I forgot we're doing a later show tonight.
That's true, yeah.
Did you finish what you were saying?
Mm.
I don't think you did. 4-month-old puppy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were just talking about just dogs in general coming to work.
Mm.
I just think most dogs can't. They just can't. They can't lie down long enough. They can't be in place long enough. They can't be in a kennel long enough.
I think
a
lot of people
can't not bark long enough.
Like, oh, 4 months. They're like still making excuses at that age. Oh, well, he's only a puppy.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's some validity to that too.
Yeah.
But still.
They can do a lot. Like, we have a lot of puppy owners actually in the community. And they're like, holy shit, I had no idea I could even do this with a puppy.
I mean, with a 4-month-old dog, you could do a 30-minute training slash exercise session, and now you're good for probably about 4 hours of downtime. Do another 30 minutes, good for another 4 hours of downtime. Work's over.
The work is mentally tiring for them.
It is.
Ryan said, yep, I'm bringing him to Mastermind. That sounds great. I will work on that more. And I think I have a few victims, or I mean volunteers. It showed me what I got to work on.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll definitely do a lot with that at Mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking, I'm glad you're bringing him, because I was thinking today of like the dogs we're going to have. I'm like, I feel like we're not going to have any like hard dogs, but we always got Ozzy to count on.
You never know. Good. We can probably wrestle some up.
Yeah. Alicia said, yes, you're totally right, because I didn't know anything about dog training when I got Drake, and I could admit that I wasn't ready. So he desperately needed the e-collar by the time he was three.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people are not. You know, a lot of people are not. There's so much about dog ownership that is just not being practiced. Just like forget tools, forget methodology. It's like basic, you know, animal husbandry. You know, there's just so much that folks are just not doing. And that's why we put so much information out there, so people get educated. Next.
Jay Drink Walter said, thanks to Jeff and Joelle, I took my a-hole dog to baseball stadiums in town, walked him around the St. Patrick's Day drunks outside the bars at night this past weekend.
Wow.
That's great.
That's really great.
Those drunk folk.
A lot of dogs don't like drunks.
No, I know.
They don't. They get
St. Patty's Day crowds are no
joke. They get really sketchy around people that are like visibly drunk.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dogs don't like that. It's that weird movement that they don't like.
Weirdness.
That's why a lot of times they don't like little toddlers walking or
old people.
Like really? The elderly. Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
See. That's it right now.
Hmm.
Oh, speaking of Mastermind, though, we just filled the, because we were sold out, then a slot opened, and then we just sold that slot today.
Mm.
We filled it. So May is booked, but we are doing another Mastermind in October. So that's like our only in-person like training for trainers.
5 days.
Yeah. 5 days. 5 days. Intensive.
We've got that, and then we've got to get a link up for that, the next 90-day.
You can join 90 day whenever.
Oh, it's
not cohort based.
That's right. We need to get a link for it though.
I have a link.
Oh.
It's just not on the main webpage.
That's
yet.
What we need to do. Yeah.
But like you can join 90 day fast track whenever. So like if you're in a position where like you're just like, I can't get to Florida to work with you guys.
Mm.
We do the virtual coaching, which I'm telling you is just as effective.
Yeah.
We have a lot of trainers of the 90 day fast track right now.
Yeah.
And they're learning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody learns from each other. Again, like that's why I love the group coaching, because someone might be struggling with something that you're not, but you're like, holy shit, good to know. I'm going to bank that information for later.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
And so you get that dog, not just trainers, but owners. A lot of owners will poo-poo our information until you get that dog. And then you're like, holy shit, what was the name of that company?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Ryan said, I like that. Most people don't look at animal ownership as husbandry, but it is, as it takes more than just being a family member.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot out there that's missing and it, I mean, if I get too psychobabble about this stuff, people look at me like I'm a freak. Like I talked about, I gotta be careful.
About what?
I was what was the other day? I was talking about, you know, why people are struggling. They can't correct their dogs and getting into it. And you got to be careful because people can take offense to it, because especially coming from a male, you know, and it's just,
especially you.
Yeah. I mean, bottom line is a lot of people are struggling with their dogs because of unresolved trauma they had as a child. And that's mentally not allowing them to do what it takes to get the dog, because they want that constant love from their dog. And if they don't have that, I mean, it goes, you can get really deep into it. get it, you know, we can get into the whole thing about, you know, the whole concept of male role models in their life that have treated them poorly. And that's keeping people from doing the best for their dog. But all that stuff triggers a lot of people, you know. Next.
Sweet Science says, my dog shakes, scared, hates the leash, shuts down when she gets a leash or any kind of collar. Any advice?
Yeah. Welcome to the show. I think you're new, Sweet Science. I don't know if I've seen you here in the 16 years I've been doing a show. So lots of advice. We get dogs like this all the time. You are far from, you know, alone. Just want you to know. You might want to do a consult with us. You might want to join our community so you can get help. But it, you know, everyone is going to be like, was the dog abused? It's like, nope. And even if it was, there's lots of abused dogs that don't shake when you put a leash on the dog. Your dog just doesn't have a lot of collar leash experience. So what you're going to do is, there's a video that we have on YouTube. It's called Rupert Collar Conditioning. Now, this dog was the opposite. He would attack you if you try to put a leash on the dog. Also, if you look at, in the is the clicker protocol I did, that's the community, or is that in the social media?
It's in the community.
In the community, there's a great counter conditioning protocol. We have a dog with us right now. His name is Rue. He's a Shiba Inu. And anytime the owner would reach for the collar, the harness, actually, dog wore actually a harness, it would attack. It would attack her. It would attack the dog walker. And now we can put any collar we want on this dog. And the dog is just fine with it. The dog also didn't like physical touch. Now we can touch the dog. The picture, though, of all of this is bigger than just the collar leash. There's like your whole lifestyle with the dog and how you live your life with this dog is going to also has to be addressed. There's so many things. So it's not just one thing. Stopping resource guarding, that's one thing. Barking at the door, that's one thing. This issue, it's more of a holistic approach. And it's all easily learnable by you. But I would start doing counter conditioning with a clicker and food, and watch that free video, and think about doing joining our community, because we have coaching every other week, because you'll have a better life with your dog. Just having your dog in that state of mind, as you know, it's not a good place for your dog to be. And we don't want to take, you know, our protocols are quick, like real quick. We can get your dog over this in like days. Yeah. Next.
My 4-sweet girl said, I would love an option for a payment plan for the membership. So that would basically would have been what the monthly was, like the monthly option, but we got rid of it.
No, we just split it up by, if we use that finance company.
I don't know if that integrates.
Yeah, we talked to Tony though.
Because we did at one point have a monthly plan for the community, but so many people were not even following through with like their $30-something dollars.
This is different though.
So I don't want to be chasing people down for like $30.
This is don't. We don't have to. The finance company pays us. Right. This is different.
Right. We have to see if it integrates.
Yes. Yeah. This is totally different. Yeah. Yeah. Then that's the, they work something out with the finance company.
Correct.
Yeah. So we'll look into it. We'll look into it. I think that would help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Alicia said, Jeff just needs to rename Wake the F Up to Don't Even Get Me Started. But I can totally relate. Certain things just get me going and it's hard not to rant.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not in a really ranty mood tonight. But my rants are not angry. They're passionate. They're... When you're in the arena that we are in, which is the arena of the worst of the worst, the if we don't stop this, you're going to die, of I can't have anybody give HR a call there.
Okay, me.
We're going to have, you know, the dog being surrendered. You can't have people come over your house. You can't go out on date night. There are some behaviors that dogs have that are just destroying people's lives. There's other dogs in the house, makes them all. We had somebody whose dog, every once in a while, someone has to rehome a dog. It's just the way stuff works. Or they have to put down a dog because of aggression. It's the way the world works. It's just, you know, you've got to start thinking about your other dogs. If you've got a dog that attacks 2-3 of the other dogs in the house and you don't have a way to stop it, or you tried and it didn't work, you know, you gotta think about the whole family. And we just had somebody that unfortunately had to put their dog down. It rarely happens, but and all their other dogs are calmer now. Mm. Everybody was stressed. But just let's not be so extreme. Let's just talk about a dog's bad energy and unwanted behavior, barking too much, being pushy, being a bully, resource guarding things. That makes everybody stressful too. And when you eliminate all those things, you end up with a whole different household. Your energy in your house, it's just different. And you notice it as soon as you walk in the house. Like, you can actually feel it. Mm-hmm. You can actually feel it. It's like the dog that we've got in now, he's here for some serious behavior issues, but he's a really soft dog. And he's got really good energy. Like, there's never any like issues with him, really.
No. It's quiet.
Yeah. He's doing really well. Today was a good alert. Today we worked on recall, place to place.
Yeah, he's progressing.
Recalled it down.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely receptive to the information.
He just has a lot of fucking fur.
So I've never met a hairier German Shepherd.
Yeah.
And I've worked with a lot of German
Shepherds. It's nonstop. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
It's like vacuum the dog.
Yeah. It's funny. Which I'll probably blow him out tomorrow.
He could use it.
Yeah. Blow him out tomorrow.
I was thinking of getting the shop back from Courtney's house because this whole area now has hair all over.
It doesn't? All right. Crazy. We can pick it up tomorrow.
Ryan said psychobabble. I mean, if someone can't listen to the 12 rules for life, they won't progress. Same with learning self-awareness and shadow work. It really affects your relationship with your dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does. It can go really deep. It really can. It really, really can. And, you know, I've just been working with people for so freaking long and coaching people for so long. And I just know the depths of limiting beliefs and self-worth and prosperity issues and childhood trauma that people go through that limits, believe it or not, the progress they make with their dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Brittany said, I really enjoyed the reel about how Jeff seeks out the problem situations for a dog and doesn't avoid, which is also unique to you guys. So many trainers teach you how to avoid the triggers, which isn't realistic. My favorite is when you used to do seminars and you watch videos of dog aggressive dogs and Jeff is like, oh, your dog bites? Perfect. Bring him here. And also you over there, bring out your dog. The faces are priceless. You just don't see that. So much push for staying under threshold.
Yeah. So it's very, there's a lot of the narrative that you shouldn't push your dog above threshold is probably one of the biggest disservices to a dog and a dog owner.
And society today.
And society in general. Because when it boils down to it, Mother Nature doesn't give a shit about your dog's thresholds. That's the thing. Mother Nature does not give a shit about your dog's thresholds. Society does not give a shit about your dog's thresholds. Therefore, once you do baseline obedience, you stop what you don't like. So now your dog knows what that's, nope, that's not allowed. Train what you want. Now you start needing to push the dog. I'm going to make it more stressful for you. Are you still going to do these obedience commands now? If you're not, great. I'll work you through it. We will be successful. Oh, you're over threshold. So now you're displaying this unwanted behavior. That we're going to stop as well. Because that's the reality of it, folks. That's the reality of it. You know, and it's such a disservice to tell owners you shouldn't be doing that because it pushes the dog over threshold, and therefore the dog will misbehave, and it's not fair to the dog. It's not fair to the dog to not teach the dog how to deal with life. It's not fair to our children on how not to deal with life. I just read something earlier today. I like studying World War II. And they were talking about their dad or their grandfather when he was 15 years old. Mm-hmm. He enlisted. Mm-hmm. He lied, obviously. Mm-hmm. When he was 15 years old.
So young.
And it's very common to hear about 17-year-olds. Very common to hear 17-year-olds enlisting. Mm-hmm. Just think about that. 17 years old. Going off.
You're like a child.
To war.
Crazy.
And now most 17-year-old kids are not even sure, you know, how to function, you know, in society. Next.
Sweet Science said thank you.
Welcome.
My four sweet girls said, any tips for teaching out command without any collar? With and without any collar.
Yeah. Well, with Anika, I mean, we've got videos on it. There's a free video. We've got a resource guarding course you can buy. But that just lets you know, the out command can be taught in 5 minutes or less. Usually I say 30 seconds, but let's just call it 5 minutes or less. And I've got a free video on how to do it. The e-collar is going to be your best tool. And then you can also teach out away from people. That takes longer, maybe one or two sessions. But for resource guarding, you can stop a dog from resource guarding in one session. One session, you can stop it. You can eliminate it. It's gone. Goodbye. Yeah. We have 100% success rate on resource guarding. Separation anxiety. Yeah. Two different things. Just two things that we've got 100% success rate. Because these are things that can be eliminated. Hmm. Eliminated. Yeah, next.
Sam said, we went to group class. Sasha walked down the red carpet in the middle of the room. I can just see her doing that too. Perfect heel.
Shaking her little fucking ass.
She really amped up the other dogs with her stressful energy. Didn't bark though. 10 minutes later, she exploded when we walked back to the car. Baby steps.
Yeah.
Fucking Sasha. On brand for her.
I guess you have to put a red carpet out to the fucking car.
She's like, this is what I've been waiting for. Just give me the red carpet.
Get a bunch of people to take pictures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha, pose.
She'd love it.
Look here, Sasha. Look here.
Oh my God, it's Sasha. Oh, but that's good. Baby steps is right. She needs probably massive exposure.
Yeah.
Medusa Conocorso. Oh my God, I know my kids very well. My son didn't want to go on a ride, and I knew he'd love it. I forced him on it. Literally fighting with him. It was the best experience he had. Loves rides now. I guess I could, and then I got cut off.
So that's where, do you know how many parents would say what you did was abusive?
I'm the caveat to that though, because I fucking hate rides. And okay. My brothers and sisters used to drag me onto them.
Okay, but still, but the point is,
but I at least try it.
How many parents would just bend?
Yeah.
They would just bend. We're not talking about like get on this horse without a saddle and you've never ridden a horse before.
Right.
Slap the horse on the ass and just like, you know, and just like laugh. That's not what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about a perceived fear.
Look how many have you seen the video of the kid, or it's like a meme, and he's like holding onto a rope in the water, like freaking out, but the water's like this deep.
All you have to do is stand up. Yeah. He's crying.
That's a lot.
Just stand up. So that's all you have to do.
It's like overthinking in a picture.
Stand up, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like us and our dogs would get in our heads a lot.
Yep, we do.
Alicia said, all of that, yes, completely agree. I've been promoting you guys by word of mouth since 2017, and people just give me the blank stare. I can tell they're tuning it out because they think your methods are mean or unnecessary.
So
this really separates the educated from the ignorant.
This is what's really interesting. There's nothing that's my method. I mean, I've got my own little twist on things, but these aren't my methods.
I know. Why does everybody say it's your method?
That's fine, though. But
because, daddy of doctrining?
No. Because they might think that, like, no, they're not hearing about it because people don't talk about it.
I feel like other people do. It's just right. That you're, like, the loudest, maybe.
But the point is.
More people are talking about it.
The point is, any dog trainer that knows how to stop unwanted behaviors is doing extremely similar things.
Yeah.
And for people to think that they're not, you're ignorant, or you're not exposed to it, or you just don't like run in those circles because you don't have a problem with your dog.
Well, what's interesting is like that video of Rue like blew up. It's getting like a lot of non-follower traction. Like it's on the explore page right now. So mm-hmm. A lot of random people coming in. And I feel like the most common thing we're getting is like how mean it is and how, oh my God, the shock. Of course he's going to bite you because there's a shock collar on. It's like, you don't even understand the context of the video. We're not even trying to put the shock collar. Like, this has nothing to do with a shock collar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just touch. Shouldn't every dog owner be able to just touch their dog?
Well, what's the problem is the dog has a history of biting its owner in dog walker. And all it's ever had on it was a harness.
In the video that she showed us, she was just trying to pet her dog.
Yeah.
And he still attacked her.
Yeah. That's why there's so much misinformation. There's so much, and people are so quick to just throw stuff out there, and it's usually stuff they have no idea about.
Or the other comment we get a lot is, oh, I was, you know, my dog struggled with this. Such and such, whoever, told me I should use e-collar, but I felt that was not the right choice. Right. Like, so you never tried it.
But also,
so you just have a perception that it's the wrong choice, but you never actually tried it.
But not only that, is the fact that you had to ask someone how to stop it means you don't know how to stop it. Therefore, who are you to judge that this wouldn't work when there's a history that we can look back at that it works tremendously? For some reason, people are under the impression that because a dog is aggressive, you can't correct it. And that's like the opposite. You actually correct the hell out of it.
Someone just made a comment today. And it's like, you obviously didn't go through our feed to see the updates.
Right.
You just came onto this video because it's the one that's gone viral or whatever. Right. Oh my God. Shock collar is going to make it so much worse.
Right, right,
like
right.
Literally, like that's the headline.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, but that's
meanwhile,
but I've never seen that in my life. So this is the thing is like,
he's literally doing great though.
He's doing beyond great.
He's happy to put any collar on though. Like let's forget shock collar. He comes right up. He sticks his little head out.
Yeah.
We've changed his entire association to collars.
It's the conversation is bigger. It's funny that people, you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm entitled to my facts. And the facts are, over 20 years and 10,000 dogs, all we see is success with electronics. And then you're always going to get people out there that say, oh my gosh, I don't believe in them. You should have seen how many dogs I've had to like rehab after been using them. And I'm like, you know what? 10,000 dogs over 20 years. Every one of them comes in extremely messed up. Which doesn't mean they have bad owners, but they come in, I specialize in aggression. They come in aggressive. They've never had tools on them before.
Mm-hmm.
Name every bad behavior. So it's like, you're a dog trainer. Of course dogs come to you messed up. What right. did you think dogs were going to do?
Oh, I only get dogs that behave perfectly.
Right.
Like what?
Your average dog that comes to a dog trainer has never had tools on it.
Or training.
Or training or... owners are not just doing stuff right. So to make a statement saying, okay, I mean, we've had dogs come in messed up. Here's a great example. Rue came in getting into dog fights, biting his owner and biting his dog walker. And all he ever had on was a harness. So it's amazing how many aggressive dogs that used harnesses that we get. Harnesses will always make aggression worse. That's what you're saying. Like, that is what you're saying.
Right. The lack of any tools will make your aggression worse.
Right. It's just like, so meanwhile, the dog was biting on a harness, but it's not just.
But it wasn't even that. He would bite over you walking right into a certain part of the house.
That's what people don't understand.
But like when he was under the bed and everyone, oh, he's just trying to cool down.
Right.
Oh, it's like, no.
No, he's not.
He is looking to literally find conflict and find a reason to bite. That's the way
folks have got to understand that dogs.
He will put himself in the position where he's like, I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
And if you so much as dare tell me to move, you're getting bit.
I mean, people do that all the time. A dog will pick up a toy just to guard it.
Yes. People think that like this whole like dogs do no harm. That's
the biggest line of bullshit out there.
Have you ever worked with a sheep?
Have you ever worked with a dog? Yeah.
But he does it to his housemate. Yeah. So that's the next thing. It's like, okay, we fix the collar bullshit.
Yeah.
Now the next thing is he guards space from the housemate. Mm-hmm. If the other dog so much as walks by, he gets attacked.
Yeah,
if the other dog barks, he gets attacked. So
explain that one. The other dog, you own two dogs, let's say. One dog just walks by minding its own business. Anybody that owns multiple dogs knows what that looks like, right? One of your dogs is lying on the ground and another dog just goes, oh, I think I'm going to walk in the other room. That's it. I'm not even going to look at the other dog. I'm not going to try to take its toy. I'm not going to try to steal its food. I'm just going to walk in the other room. Mm-hmm. That's it. So one dog lying down, one dog walking. That's it. This dog that's lying down attacks. Explain that one. Explain how the tools that are not being used, okay, and have never been used.
Well, must have done something.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Done something.
Right. Explain that one. So now explain that one.
Like, it's never the dog that's aggressing.
It's never their fault. It's everybody else's fault.
You're breathing too loud.
That's right. It's like.
You looked at me wrong.
Okay. It's like, it's never the fucking biting dog's problem. Mm-hmm. Never. It's got to be somebody else's fault. No. It's the dog's fault. That's like saying, excuse me, sir. You were speeding. It's not my fault. It's my brother's fault. Where's your brother? Oh, he's five states over. Who's driving the car? Well, I was driving the car.
But he taught me how to drive.
But it's still his fault.
He taught me how to drive.
It's like
17 years ago.
It's like, sorry, officer, I don't know how to read. I'm illiterate. I didn't know what all these numbers meant on my dashboard. You know?
We're going on a rant here. All right. Joyful Canine said they have the new vacuum brushes, 2-in-1.
That's cool.
Interesting. We should get one of those. Medusa Cano Corso said it was cut off. I guess I could have been arrested. LOL. I crack up when people do what you do, yet bash you.
Oh, that's big. Oh, that's huge. The industry loves to come down on me. But boy, man, you'll never hear me mention another name. But if you only knew some of the biggest players in this industry, what they are doing, that is not even, it's not acceptable in my book, that's for sure. But this is funny. It's just so funny how people love to gang up, but it's like mighty interesting from your glass house. Like, next.
Kim says, hey guys, I ran into a guy today and he said, is that Thumper? He worked as an assistant with that fail trainer I had. I said, yes. And then he said, I thought so, but I wasn't sure because he is so different. We're inside the coffee cafe and he was in a down.
Nice.
Look at that.
That feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It feels really good.
Alicia says, hey guys, I caved and joined the community. I saw. Glad you're in there.
It's not about caving.
I know. Like we're like, you better join.
You caved. Oh my gosh.
You joined your own free will.
I can't believe it. I fucking want my life to be better. I fucking crumbled.
Damn it.
How dare I? Mm-hmm. How dare I think of my own mental health and my dog's well-being? damn me.
Mm-hmm. Jay Drink Walter said, flood the dogs with guidance. I love that line.
Yeah, you have to flood the dogs with guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's like, people are told that that's bad. Flooding is bad. It's like, okay, good luck in the world. Good luck when shit goes down. Everybody right now, everybody right now, if you're not working on your anxiety, depression, personal growth, mental strength, communication skills, working on your relationship with your partner, making sure you've got your finances in order, be prepared because shit's going down and it ain't going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. So next.
Sam said, LOL, you would have laughed your ass off. All the owners were saying good job to her. And she ate that shit up. She was in her element. Trainer said she is a whore for attention. Yeah. She actually got a video of us walking with all huge dogs.
That's great.
And Sasha, she's a cocker. I feel like that's just how they are.
Don't stereotype.
Flowing. They're show dogs. They love it. They're like, look at me. I know. Look at my luscious fur. Remember Pippa? She was so fancy.
Yeah.
We couldn't even keep her coat like perfect. We felt bad because her coat was so sleek when she came in and then she left. There's sand and we're brushing the dogs. We're like, how do you make her look so perfect all the time?
Dreadlocks.
We really tried.
She spoke with a Jamaican accent. Wow, wow, man.
Jasmine says, hi, J&J. Update. Riley is taking my no more seriously, which is great. I'm still working on the arousal and the walk when we encounter a dog. First or second dog we see, I miss the loading.
Yeah.
The rest of the walk, he's aroused, but reluctantly listening. Well, only using prong collar so far.
I did the e-collar and do a pre, I would, or a bonker and do a pre-walk punisher.
Or your leash pops just aren't firm enough.
You're underwhelming your dog. But a lot of times a leash, dogs can override leash
it's
stuff
too.
It's a
little too. Chihuahua, though.
Oh, okay. They can still override it.
True. Yeah. Some chihuahuas are pretty intense.
Some chihuahuas don't give a
shit. We've worked with some insane chihuahuas.
Yeah.
It's probably your timing, though, and you're probably not.
You're underwhelming. But that's why the e-collar will be a more powerful conversation, but less invasive, believe it or not. Yeah.
Holly said, by your definition, what's the difference between creating structure, routine, and boundaries versus household management with a dog that has your normal household nonsense behaviors?
Well,
man, you're really making us put our thinking. I think here.
When you talk about when you think, so management
is like crate and rotate, in my opinion.
Management could mean more. I can give you a bunch of different definitions, but the first thing that comes to my mind, because you said you want to know the difference. We teach dogs how to make their own right choices and how not to make the wrong choices. So that's more of the learning model. Management is you have to make more of the dog's choices for it because it can't make the right choices. And that's a management model. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Same.
But management is also, like, you have to manage your finances.
I was just going to say, management, for whatever reason, we're thinking negative.
Right.
But management is to manage your household.
But management is not a negative, though.
No.
It depends on
how you're looking at it.
Yeah.
We could say household management is the same as creating structure.
Yeah. It's no different than this. Okay. When Angelo has to go to work.
Time management.
So he has to be up at a certain time. He's got to cook his own. He cooks his own breakfast. So you need to be up, brush your teeth, comb your hair, wash your face, make your breakfast, do your schoolwork, eat lunch, get to work, get picked up from work, come home, do your chores,
right.
Go swimming.
Management. But that's also routine structure.
Yeah.
So I guess household management with a dog that has your normal household nonsense behaviors. So you're saying an untrained dog, how do you manage it? That's going to be more management.
Yeah, training.
Start training.
More
crate time, most likely. Less free roaming because the dog can't make good decisions. Mm-hmm. But if you're training and you're creating structure, routine, and boundaries, then it's going to be a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Reps, walks, structure, place time, drills.
Excuse me.
Throughout the day, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. Alicia said, I didn't mean it like that. I was battling myself.
I know.
Now let's fix Figaro's kennel issues.
You're just busting your fucking balls.
Go through green to graduate.
Hmm.
Get them e-collar trained and stuff.
Yeah.
That's step one. Sam said, I like it. They both have a place.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Our camera
came out. Wow. Look at that. We made it all the way to the end.
Sam said, buenos noches, J&J. Hey, Sam.
Yeah, yeah.
Jasmine says, my chihuahua falls into the category of not giving a shit. He got all dramatic after the firm leash pop, then went back into a heel auto sit, just embarrassing me. We'll save up for the e-collar.
Yeah. Just get a micro educator. Next.
Got all dramatic, all like vocalization.
Yeah, yeah. Drama for your mama.
Yeah, yeah, that's a chihuahua.
Yeah. A lot of dogs get like that. And because it works a lot of times.
Right.
Kid
and
kid.
He's like, isn't he like seven or something? Yeah. Or three? He's been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
So now he's going to be like giving you pushback.
Yeah.
He's like, pushback. If I could give you the double middle finger, yeah. I would.
Once you start overriding that.
Yeah. E-collar will help though.
It goes downhill a little bit for a little bit. Or it seems to get worse. But it's not. It's just part of the roller coaster ride of dog
and
training.
Then how accountable are you holding him in the house too?
Yeah.
For all his obedience. Or yeah. Are you just like, oh, he's fine in the house. So
yeah.
You're only addressing the lock. Because yeah. It's everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's this the dog that we've got here. He's probably gets the firmest on his interior stuff because we need a level of safety. We need a level of safety. I've got to know every morning or every time he comes in from outside, he needs to go. And it's not that hard. His crate is right next to the back door. He immediately has to go into his crate. He can't be walking around the house, like going from room to room. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's behind door number one and door number two, you know? Mm-hmm. So next.
Joyful Canine said, I think boundaries and structure are the same as management, both required, but you want to remove the behavior so management no longer needed. Structure should eradicate most unwanted behavior.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes along the same thing that we were talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, but management, either way though, there's a lot of owners out there that have to do more management. But if that's what it takes to keep their family and their dogs safe and everybody like, you know, walking on eggshells, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
So be it. It's sort of like you get people that have got three dogs and they fight over, you know, during mealtime. It's like, put them in a crate.
Feed them in crates. Exactly.
Just feed them in crates. It's
why
like,
wouldn't you?
It's like, well, can't you stop it? I'm like, that's not the point, whether we can stop it or not. It's like, yes, we can.
But do you really want to be monitoring them every meal time?
Just, how about putting them in crates? Because all you need is one fight. All you need is one fight. Mm-hmm. That's it. Next.
Ken said, Sam and I think alike. LOL. Mandy, Haya got another aggressive ridgeback to fix, putting all I've learned from you guys into action.
Yeah, ridgebacks are can be really fun. Be really fun. We had a bunch of Rhodesians come in next.
Yeah. Sam said, one lady said, she's so cute. I want to take her home. I said, go ahead.
Yeah.
She said, thanks, but no thanks. The whining alone, I couldn't do.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, exactly. Take her.
At least she was honest.
Yep.
Jasmine said he's four. And yes, he's been a little shit since I've been holding him accountable.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's also enjoyed the training. This is the first time I've ever gotten a down without the stupid pointy thing. Down.
Stop fucking pointing. Good. Stop pointing at your dog.
Good. Guys. So it sounds like you're making progress.
Yeah. Stop pointing. Nobody likes pointers.
No.
Nobody likes pointers.
Snappers.
Yep.
Snap and point.
Yep. Yeah. Don't do it.
Snugglebuns, I think boundaries and structure also implies some method of holding the dog accountable for their behavior.
Oh, sure.
Management sounds more passive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really feel like it's like how you interpret the word. Because we both went like negative at first. And then as we thought about it, we're like, I guess management like isn't bad. But in our world, like what we tell our clients is like management fails. Eventually management's going to fail.
That's why we want
someone's going
to
leave a door open. That crate's not going to be latched. Like something is going to happen where if you don't have training also in place,
yeah,
it's going to fall apart.
So. Anything. That's why it's like, oh, I don't want to train my dog recall. I'll just make sure it doesn't run outside. It's like, I mean, there's always a time when someone leaves that door open and the dog slides right through. So
dog
it does
backs out of its collar.
Doesn't know recall and it doesn't respect boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So it just rushes out the door. Yeah. Slips out of its collar. That happens all the time. So it slips out of harnesses. That happens all the time.
Oh my God. My sister's Frenchie almost did that to me the other day. because she will not let me walk the dog on a prong. So I'm walking him. He's pulling me all over the freaking place. And then he stops. He'll like refuse to walk.
And then if you go
I'm like,
forward,
he's going to back out of this harness.
Yep.
So I'm like going north, south, east, west. He's finally coming with me. I'm like, oh my God, I'm never walking this dog again. Yeah. Such an awful experience.
At a minimum, she should put a martingale on the dog.
Yeah. She won't. A martingale, he'll just pull and choke himself.
Yeah.
He's a prong collar.
Or train the dog.
To learn how to walk.
Train the dog how to walk.
Right. And he's not food motivated, so I can't lure him or anything. He's like overweight.
It'd be so much easier. That's the thing that people have to realize, that it's like you can train a dog to heal many different ways. But for the average dog owner, the average consumer, why not just make it as easy as possible for them so they can actually enjoy their dog? Mm-hmm. People have to realize, I think a lot of trainers are just out of touch with owners, or they have no empathy for owners. It's like owners just want to freaking be able to enjoy the walk. Yeah. That's what they want. They really do. They really do. Next.
Yeah. And it's like a harness. Like if I had it on a slip lead, anything, I could have gotten to walk. But it's the freaking harness that's already too big on him, too. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Mandy said, exactly. Some dogs reach only so much progress, and there's a lot.
Yeah.
And all there is left to do is manage. Yeah.
I mean, every dog's got a cap. Yep.
Yeah. Road Dogs Rehab says overfeeding dogs makes them not food motivated. Yeah, I know. My sister's Frenchie is definitely.
Yeah.
He could lose a few.
Yeah, definitely. Just use that. Use the daily food. Yeah, it's not that they're not food motivated. They eat their food.
They eat their food. He eats too much food.
But when it's time for training, they don't want the food.
Yeah.
So use their food to train.
He already doesn't want to train. And then he's like, you're going to give me food, like crappy kibble? Like, I'm good.
Yeah, just use food to train. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's 9:02.
Is it? All right.
We got through everything.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining. Don't forget Jeff Gelman Seminars. Jeff Gelman Seminars. Chicago, Mantua, New Jersey. Life-changing. Life-changing weekend. Both working spots where you bring your dog, or you can audit and you don't bring your dog. It's good for trainers, good for owners. And then don't forget Solid Canine Academy, Solid Canine Academy. Join our community. All right. All right, everybody.
Good night.
Take care.